opportunity to teach the gospel to many children, to many adults, and we thank you for their interest, Lord. Some of them are keenly interested. Some of them are almost excited. And we give thanks for that. It's true, Lord, that our message is a wonderful, exciting message. So, bless, we pray. Our prayer, Lord, is that the children and the adults will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Now, Lord, bless us this afternoon. Thank you for each one who's here. Thanks especially, Lord, for the children being with us. And may they realize, Lord, that the truth of God is vital for them. It's the foundation of all their growth. And we pray, Lord, that they will hear today and understand and believe and obey the truths of God. So bless David as he speaks to us. Bless us as we listen. We ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I guess
Amen.
The other thing is that this class usually goes on till about 2:30, and we probably should stop today at about 2:30.
Okay.
And the other thing is that Chew usually translates, not Chew. Long usually translates. Do we have... who would like translation today?
Yeah, probably we still need translation. Yeah, Mary, Carol, and
Stone. Carol, Stone.
Yeah, they need translation.
So you
I will translate.
Okay.
Good to have each one of you here today, and thank you for the ladies for a very, very good lunch, and not so much Chinese food today, but a little bit like an American food, Canadian food, and that was great. Spaghetti and meat sauce. Corn on the cob, great corn on the cob, and chicken. So that's great. So thank you for that. And so what we want to do is get into the Word of God, dig in, and I'll let you.
Yeah, 非常高兴啊，尤其是谢谢中午准备饭食的姊妹们，非常好吃啊，各种各样的饮食，有鸡肉，有这个玉米棒啊，有这个意大利面，非常谢谢大家。我们接下来的时间呢，我们来看看神的话语。
So what I thought we would do is take questions. We had a great time this morning taking questions, and maybe we'll do a little bit of that.
那我们接下来还是用问答的方式啊，来接受大家的问题，然后我们花时间在这个上面。
And if we run out of questions, then we'll get into a certain passage of scripture.But does anyone have a question about the scripture anywhere in the Bible?
任何的圣经部分的问题都行。有没有大家有没有什么特别的问题？ Maybe in the morning the question you can continue to.
Yeah, where did we end?
The chosen.
What was that again?
Chosen.The question of chosen.
Oh, okay.、Yeah. Okay. So we talked this morning. There was a question that was, does Jesus Christ die for everyone or just for believers, just for those who know the Lord Jesus Christ? So we looked at that, but not everybody here was in that session. So we'll kind of look at that a little bit.And then we went into a little bit of Carol's question.
Yeah. 就上午呢，我们有一个很好的问题啊，就是耶稣到底是替所有人死了呢，还是替那些相信他的人死了？我们可以查考一些经文，然后呢，我们可以再过到这个 Carol 姊妹提的问题上。
So let's do that, and then as we get into it.Feel free to ask questions too.
然后我们在这个，我们再可以回顾一下。然后这个过程中，大家可以随时再打断我们问问题。
Okay, so let's go to First John chapter 2.
我们来看一下约翰一书。
Now we've looked at some of these passages upstairs, but we'll just kind of look at them briefly.
我们早上已经分享了一下这个经文，那我们还是很快的看一下约翰一书的二章。
So when Jesus died on the cross, the question is, did he die for everyone?
那当耶稣死在十字架上的时候呢？问题是，他是不是替所有人死了呢
？Did he die for everyone, or did he just die for believers, the chosen?
他是为选民死的，就是信徒死的呢，还是为所有人死的
？Okay. So, chapter 2 of John, it says this in verse 2. It says he is the propitiation, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not ours only, but for the whole world.
第二章二节，约翰一书，他为我们的罪，他就是耶稣基督做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
So here it says that he died for Christians' sins.But also he died for the sins of the whole world.
这里说呢，他为基督徒的罪死了，肯定没错。但是呢，他也为全世界的人罪死了。
So John 3:16, very simple verse.
约翰福音三章十六节非常简单的经文。
For God so loved the whole world.
神爱世人，世人是全部的。
That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe on him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
所以他爱神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
There's three very clear truths in the Bible about this topic.
在这个关于这个话题呢，圣经里有三个非常清楚的真理。
That is this, that Christ loves ever the whole world.
第一呢，就是神爱全部世上的人。
We see that in many places.
因为我们在圣经里很多处都看见这个真理。
He died for the whole world.
他也为全世的人都死了。
He wants the whole world to be saved.
他也希望全世的人都能够得救。
And the last one is, once we are saved, we are secure. Our salvation is secure in Christ.
那最后的事实就是，我们一旦得救了呢，我们的救恩就非常的确实了。是在神的手里得着保护。
John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He loves everyone in the world."
所以约翰福音三章十六节说，神爱世人啊，就是爱地上有过的一切人。
And we just saw in 1 John that He died for the whole world.
而且我们在约翰一书看见了，他也为普天下的人的罪死了。
Let's just briefly look at a passage in 2 Peter.
然后往前翻一卷书，彼得后书。
And nine.
彼得后书的三章九节。彼得后书。
That the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all, the whole world, all should come to repentance.
三章九节的后半段说呢，主不愿一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
So we see those three things. God loves the whole world. He died for the whole world. And he wants the whole world to come to repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们看见这三个事实。第一呢，神爱世人。第二呢，他为世人的罪都死了。第三呢，他也盼望世人每一个人都能够悔改，接受这个救恩。
Just turn to another passage.In 1 Timothy chapter 2.
我们再看一段经文呢，就是提摩太前书的二章。提摩太前书二章。
Verse 4. 1 Timothy 2:4. It says about God.God who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth.
二章四节说，他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
It says also there is one God and one mediator between God and men, all men, the man Christ Jesus.
因为只有一位神，在神和人中间，人是所有的人，只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。
Who gave himself as a ransom. A ransom is a payment price. On the cross, the Lord Jesus made a payment price, he says, for all men.
他舍自己做万人的赎价，到了时候，这事必证明出来。赎价就是为罪所付上的代价。
Who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time.
他舍自己做万人，万人也是所有的人。
So we see those three truths. Those are overwhelming. It's all through the Bible, all through the New Testament.
所以我们看见这三个的真理呢，在整本圣经是反复的出现。
Christ loved all. He died for all. He wants all.
耶稣爱世人，他为世人都死了。 他盼望世人都能够悔改得救。
And lastly, he's going to keep everyone. Those who are believers, he's going to keep them secure. They can never lose their salvation.
那最后呢，他也会持守保护一切信靠他的人。
Let's just look at one verse concerning that, and that is in John 10.
看约翰福音的十章，有一处的经文来证明这一点。约翰福音的十章。
Now, when we think about salvation, I think it's important that we are anchored on the overwhelming important truths of Scripture.
当我们讲到救恩呢，其实我们是在讲，关于圣经的那最重要的真理。
These four things are pillars. These are found the foundation of our faith.
所以这些事呢，是我们信心的那个基石啊。
We can find hundreds of verses that say these four things.
那我们可以看见很多的经文来证明这基石一共四个部分。
He loves all. He died for all. He wants all to be saved. All that know him are secure.
那这就是我们刚才讲的三个加上最后一个。那三个就是他爱所有的人，他为所有人死了，他盼望每一个人得救。第四呢，就是他保守每一个得救的不再失丧。
Now look with me at John 10 and verse 26.
那看约翰福音十章的二十六节。
Rather verse 27.
二十七节。
Verse 27 is a wonderful description of a Christian.
所以二十七节是在一个很好的描述，在讲基督徒了。
He says this. He says about Christians, sheep. He calls us sheep.My sheep hear my voice, number one.
我的羊也听我的声音，二十七节。
If you're a believer, you take out your Bible, you read it, you listen to it, you hear what God says to you, and as much as possible, we try to live it out.
所以当我们信靠神的时候，我们就打开圣经，我们读，我们听，然后话进了我们的心呢，我们自然就会愿意想把它活出来。
We hear God speaking to us through the pages of Scripture.
我们知道神通过这圣经的话语跟我们说话。
So Christians hear God speaking, and then it says, and the Lord says, I know them.
所以这里说呢，主说我认识他们，二十七节。
The Lord Jesus Christ knows us.
主耶稣基督认识我们。
And then it says about Christians.And they follow me.
然后他们也跟着我，这就是基督徒了。
We hear his voice, the Lord knows us, we follow him.
我们听见了主的声音，主也认识我们，我们就跟着他。
That is a very simple description of a believer.
这是一个非常简单的描述，在讲信徒了。
This is not about how to be saved, but this is how we live once we are saved.
这不是在说呢我们怎么样得救，而是我们得救以后怎么样生活。
And then he says in verse 28,
然后在二十八节,
and I give them eternal life.
我又赐给他们永生。
And he says, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.
他们也不会永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
Once you are a true believer, no one can pluck you out of his hand.
只要你是一个真的信徒，没有人能从神手神手里把你夺取。
Our whole lives, every day, we may not realize it, when we're sitting here and when we're at home, we're in God's hand.
所以任何时候，无论我们坐在这里还是在家里，我们都在神的手里。
You don't see His hand.
你虽然没看见他的手
，but we're in His hand.
我们却在他里面。
He will not allow us to be tempted above that which we are able.
他不会许可我们超过我们在试探中超过我们所能受的。
We will never lose our salvation.
我们不会失掉我们的救恩。
He will protect us from the evil one.
他会保守我们远离那恶者。
He says, I give them eternal life. They shall never perish, never go into a lost eternity.
然后我们他会给我们永生啊，让我们永不灭亡。
And no one shall pluck them out of my hand.
谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
So we are always in God's hand.
所以我们总是在神的手里。
And then it says this in verse 29,
29节
My father who gave them to me is greater than all, and no one's able to pluck them out of the father's hand.
我父把羊赐给我
Two great hands,
他比万有都大
The Lord Jesus Christ's hand, and around that hand is the father holding us as well.
所以我们的父基督把我们藏在手里啊，父的。
So we cannot lose our salvation.
父和基督合为原为一的时候呢，我们就不可能从里面丢失了。
We will never deny the Lord Jesus.
我们从来不会否定基督啊。
If someone denies the Lord Jesus to say he's not the Son of God, he didn't rise from the dead, not in heaven, he's not God in the flesh.That person is not a Christian.
所以那个人，如果有个人他否定耶稣是神，哎，否定耶稣是道成肉身来的，为他死了，那这个人就不是基督徒。
It's impossible once you become a believer to deny the fundamentals of the faith.
所以这是不可能的。当你真的得救以后，你是不可能再去回去否定那信心的基础的，就是我们刚才讲的那几个事。
Now look with me in the Bible about two more truths about this.First, let's go to Luke chapter 22.
再看一段的圣经，讲一些这方面的内容。先看路加的二十二章。
This is the passage about Peter denying the Lord Jesus.
那这是在讲了彼得否定耶稣。
Now notice a couple of things in this passage.
你注意到这段里面有一些内容。
Now it says in verse 31, Luke 22:31.
三十一节，二十二章三十一节。
The Lord said to Simon, 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 behold, Satan has desired to have you, to sift you as wheat.
主又说西门西门撒旦想要得着你们好筛你们像筛麦子一样
Now look at something very interesting about this verse The Lord Satan cannot come and tempt you except he must first ask the Lord for permission
所以撒旦不能过来试探你啊，除非他得着了神的许可
In verse 31 Satan has desired to have you The word desire is askedThe same word as ask, to desire permission, ask for permission.
所以主说西门西门撒旦想要得着你就是 他要从神的得着的许可他才可以。
Now what is going to happen here is the Lord is going to allow Satan certain reach, a certain influence in Peter's life.
所以这里会发生什么事就是神会许可撒旦呢在彼得的生命里呢做一些试探的工作
So why does the Lord do that?
为什么主这么做呢
Why did the Lord just say no
为什么主
to Satan?
不
no
简简单单跟撒旦说不不可以你不能去做
He allows Satan sometimes to tempt us and test us
那为什么许可撒旦有的时候来试探引诱我们
To make us stronger
目的是让我们更强壮
You know, if everything goes very easy in our lives, if everything was smooth with no rough places, we wouldn't be very strong.
你想一想，假设你一生呢特别的平顺，没有任何的起伏，你是不会很强壮的。
But he makes us stronger and stronger. I had a friend, and he was a carpenter. And he used to say, if I took a big nail, a large, thick nail,And I hammered it into the wall of my workshop.
所以有一个例子啊，就有一个木匠，他说呢，我有一个长钉子，那我要把它钉到这个木头里去。
If he wants to hang a tool, or something, hang some tools or equipment of his on the wall, he said it would take a large nail, and I would take one hammer blow, and I would nail it into the wall.
那这个钉子比如他要来挂一些东西哈、啊、他会拿一个锤子呢把这个钉子钉一部分到墙里去。
So he said, if I took one hammer blow with all my strength and struck that nail, I could hang a tool on that nail.
那他说假设我的使的力是这么样使的，我用一个锤子用一次敲呢，我能把它钉到那个墙里去的那个深度，刚好这个深度够挂什么？够挂一个工具的那个分量。
He said, if I struck it once, I could hang the lightest, the lightest tool that I had, an extension cord, or a small hammer, on that nail with one hammer blow.
对，我一锤子的力呢，进去的那个深度刚好够挂一个最轻的工具，比方说呢，一卷线。或者呢，一个小锤子这个分量。
But if I hit it twice, I can hang something heavier.
但他说，如果我敲两次，我能挂的东西就会更重一点。
If I hit it four or five times, I could hang the heaviest tool I had in my workshop.
但如果我敲四五次，那这个钉子呢，进去的深度就足够让我挂我最重的工具都可以了。
Oh, God does that in our lives.He allows us to go through a certain trial so we're stronger in our lives.
所以神在我们生命中做工的方式也是一样，他让我们经历一切的起伏和试探，也是让我们能够更深的进到他里面，能够挂的东西更多。
So in this passage, Satan asks to tempt and test Peter.
所以在这里这段经文里看见撒旦想要去试探得着彼得。
But notice what the Lord says.
你要注意主在后面说什么。
In verse 32,
在三十二节了。
On one hand, Satan is testing. On the other hand, the Lord is right there.
所以在一方面呢，撒旦是在试探你；在另一方面呢，主还是在那。
The Lord has not turned his back. The Lord has not forsaken him. He's right there.
主并不是转身走了，主并不是离弃他了，主在那里。
When Satan tests us, notice what happens. The Lord prays for us.
当撒旦试探我们的时候呢，你猜主在那，主在为我们祈祷。
The Lord, Satan tests, the Lord prays.
所以撒旦试探耶稣祈祷。
Notice what the Lord prays for.
你看，主为我们怎么祈祷。
I pray for thee that your faith fail not.
我已经为你们祈求，叫你们不至于失了信心。
It's very important.
这是非常重要的。
True believers, their faith in God will not fail.
真正的信神的人，他们的信心是不会丢失的。
We'll believe in the resurrection. We'll believe in the deity. We'll believe in Christ's death on the cross.
我们会相信耶稣的神性，我们会相信复活，会相信十字架的救恩。
And many other things, we will never deny that.
不管发生什么，我们不会否认这些事。
We may be like Peter.
我们很可能会像彼得那样。
And be afraid of other people.
啊，会害怕一些人的迫害。
And when somebody asks us if we're a Christian,
当有人问我们是不是基督徒的时候，
we may say no.
我们会说不。
We may say like Peter, I never knew him.
我们可能会像彼得那样说，我不认识他。
But Peter will never say, the Lord Jesus Christ is not the Son of God.
但彼得总不会说，主耶稣基督不是神的儿子。
He will never say, he was not my Lord and my God.
他不会说呢，他不是我的主，不是神。
His faith in God and what he believes in God will never change.
他的信心，他相信神是不会变的。
You as a believer, you may be afraid of someone and say you're not a Christian.
你作为一个信徒，您可能会因为害怕别人跟人说，我不是一个基督徒。
But a true Christian will never deny the fundamentals, the basics of the faith.
但真正的基督徒，他不会去否定。我们刚才讲的那福音的最基石的那几个部分。
Then notice what happens next.
我们看看下面发生什么了。
In verse 32.
在三十二节。
And when you are, what's the word in Chinese for
turn back?
Turn back. When you are turned back around, when you are back in the right path where you should go.
就当你回头以后，回头就是你回到原来正常的路上，你应该走的那条路。
He says, strengthen the brothers.
那你们要干什么？你要
the brothers and sisters, the other Christians.
坚固你的弟兄。
Now look at something with me for a minute. Look at verse 32.
看一下三十二节。
He says, and when you are turned around. He doesn't say if you are turned around.
所以这里他说你回头以后啊，他并没有用一个假设。 他不是说如果你能回头
when you return you will definitely turn back again。
所以他这里的前提就是你一定会回头的，他不是说你假设你回头了怎么样，是你一定会回头，回头了就会怎么做。
There may be a point where you deny the Lord, but the Lord says, I pray for you. Now, who is stronger? Satan's temptations or the Lord's prayers for us?
所以你很可能会有一个软弱的时候，但是谁是更强呢？是撒旦的试探呢，还是耶稣的保守？
Satan cannot take us down away from the Lord and take our salvation away.
所以撒旦不可能把我们带到一个低的程度呢，让我们离开这救恩，否定这救恩，不会的。
The Lord's prayer, we won't deny our faith, we will be turned around, and we come back, we will serve Him.
所以在神的祷告里呢，我们会有可能会失去信心，会可能会否定基督，但是我们不会永远的失掉这救恩，就是一定会回头。
That is the Lord holding us in His hand.And the Father holding us in His hand.
这就是主把我们放在他的手里，然后呢，主与父原为一啊，所以我们是不会丢失的。
Let's go to one other verse before we move on. Hebrews 7:25.
我们再看一段经文，希伯来书的七章二十五节。七章二十五节。
Now we see the Lord praying for Peter.
我们知道主呢为彼得祷告了。
Does the Lord pray for you in the same way?
你觉得主是不是也同样的为你祷告呢？
Does he pray for all Christians, you and I, in the same way?
你觉得是不是为你和我这样同样的基督徒主也祷告呢？
Was it just for Peter for that one single time?
他只是为彼得或者那一次特别的为他祷告吗？
No.
不是的。
Look at verse 25.
看二十五节，七章。
The Lord Jesus now in heaven. Look what he says he does. Wherefore he is able to save, he is able also to save them to the uttermost.
凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底。
Now, what is the word that you have in your Chinese Bible for uttermost or
uttermost,
furthest most point
to the to.The final stage.
Completely.
Good. Yeah, that's good. He will pray for us that he will save us completely to the last,
to the last.
Point of our lives.
就他能拯救我们啊，完全到一个程度呢，是直到最后的时刻啊，就是不会失丧，叫拯救到底。
Now the word here for save, does it mean save as we are coming to faith in Christ?This word save means protection. He is able to keep us. He is able to keep us completely to our last breath of our Christian life.
所以这里的拯救不是说让我们得救的那个拯救，而是保护我们，保护我们到一个程度呢，直到我们在地上的最后一口气之前，他都保护。
How is he able to keep us? Well, look what it says in verse 25.
他怎么样能有这样的能力保护我们呢？他怎么做的呢？
Seeing he ever lives to make intercession for them.
因为他是长远活着替他们祈求，就是主为我们祈求。
When you are in temptation, you don't see it, you don't hear it, but God is praying for you. Christ is praying for you in heaven.
所以我们在受试探的时候呢，主在天上为我们祈求。
When you're thinking about a sin, or you're thinking, or something happens in your life, a temptation, the Lord Jesus Christ is praying for you.
所以在你的生命中，你或者受罪的试探了，或者犯罪了，
主
在天上为你祈求。
So you will never lose your salvation. You are always secure in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他会保守你，你永远是在主耶稣基督里得保护的。
So those are the four great things about the Christian's life about salvation.
所以这是一个四个特别重要的关于耶稣基督，关于基督徒在地上救恩的生活。
He died for everyone. He wants everyone to be saved, and every believer is secure.
所以耶稣爱世人，然后他为世人死了，他 世人盼望世人每一个都得救，最后呢，他保守世人到底，保守每一个信他的人到底。
Okay, so we want to go in a minute over to Carol's question that she asked upstairs. But does anyone add anything or any follow-up questions to what we've said so far?
我们到现在大家有什么问题吗？在我们会。
那个拯救跟拣选有什么不一样？
So what's the difference between saved and chosen?
Oh, okay. Okay, saved and chosen are exactly the same thing.
这是一样的事情。
There's no difference between them.
没有什么区别。
Now, look with me at a few things. So we'll shift into this area and then we'll come back a little bit further. So, go to 1 Thessalonians.
我们看一下帖撒罗尼迦前书。
1 Thessalonians 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书。一章
First Thessalonians 1 Now in the Bible you'll see a couple of different words chosen or elect which mean the same thing
所以圣经里经常会看见这样的词讲到拣选啊。
It may in your Bible say chosen it says in English sometimes elect or chosen.
对，英语里有的时候用 chosen， 有的时候 elect， 它其实都是一个意思，就是选。
Now the moment someone becomes a Christian, he's chosen.
那某一个人他成为基督徒的那一刻呢，他就被拣选。
So we could, we don't do it, but we could say, I could say to Harold, I could say, my elect brother Harold.That would be very biblical. I could say elect Carol or elect Lung or elect Faith. Sometimes the Bible gives that kind of title to Christians.
所以圣经有的时候会用选民这个定语啊来讲得救的人。比方说我们是一个非常合圣经的说法，比如说我们指着 Harold 弟兄说，我被拣选的亲爱的弟兄 Harold，我被拣选的 Faith，被拣选的 Carol， 这个定语呢是非常合圣经的一个说法，在指到基督徒。
I think it's in second John, or yeah, second John. It says to the elect lady. John writes a letter to her.
比方说是在约翰二书哈，他讲被给我们被拣选的姊妹谁谁谁哈，他写这封信的时候是这么写。
He is saying that you are a Christian.But you are very dear and close to the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你是基督徒，所以你是非在主眼里非常亲爱，跟他非常近的那一位。
It's a term of closeness that you have to someone.
所以这是一个定义彼此非常近的关系的一个词。
Now look at 1 Thessalonians 1:4.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书的一章四节。
He says, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God.
被神所爱的弟兄啊，我知道你们是蒙拣选的。
So here in this first chapter, we read about these Christians. They all came to faith in the Lord Jesus.
在这一段呢，我们都看见了，这个读信的人呢，都是也基督徒了，他们都已经显明了自己的信心。
He says in verse 6,It says, you receive the word in much affliction.
第六节说你们在大难中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受了真道。
In verse 8, it says, your faith in Christ towards God is spread everywhere.
第八节说你们为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来，你们向神的信心在各处传开。
You turn from idols to serve God.
第九节说呢，你们离弃偶像，归向神。
So they became believers; they're clear Christians, and Paul says of them, "You are elect."
所以他们是非常清楚的，都是基督徒。所以神，保罗对他们说，你们是蒙拣选。
Now, how do you know that you're elect?
那你怎么知道你是被拣选的呢
？How did Paul know that these people were chosen?
那保罗怎么知道他们是蒙拣选的呢
？How do I know that you're chosen, or Faith is chosen, or Harold is chosen?
那我怎么知道你或者 Faith 或者 Harold 是不是蒙拣选的呢
Because they have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
区别只有一个，就是他们有在耶稣基督里的信心。
You become chosen when you have faith in Christ.
你什么时候是蒙拣选？当你对基督有信心的时候，就已经蒙拣选。
Paul says, "Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God."
所以说呢，蒙神所爱的弟兄啊，知道你们是蒙拣选的。
Paul knew it, knowing your election.
所以保罗是很知道，很清楚的知道你是被拣选的。
So, when you become a Christian, you have faith, you are elect.
所以当你成为基督徒，你有信心了。你就是蒙拣选。
Let's turn to a page a little further in Titus 1.
我们再往后翻一下
Titus verse 1.
看一下提多书的一章。提多是在提摩太书后面，腓利门书前面。
Titus 1.Look at verse 1.
提多书的一章一节。
Paul, a servant of God, and apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect.
神的仆人，耶稣基督的使徒保罗，凭着神选民的信心，选民。
He says, you're elect according to faith.
而且是选民的信心，他是按照信心来定义这个选民。
And it says in verse 1, acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness.
敬虔与敬虔真理的知识。
So you see a connection, faith and election. We become, when we're saved, we are elect at the same time.
所以你会看见这关系，当你有信心呢，你就得救了，同时你也成为选民。
And then we have many of the blessings connected to that. We are justified and redeemed and adopted.
然后呢，同时我们有很多的祝福啊，藏在这个蒙拣选的事实里。比方说呢，我们就被称义了，我们就被成为神的儿子，得着他的产业了。这都是得着永生，这都是因着信心而来成为选民身份以后，跟在里面的礼物。
Now let's go to one more passage that shows that by faith we become elect. So let's go to Matthew chapter 22.
我们来看一下马太福音的二十二章。
Now in chapter 20 of Matthew, look at verse 16 with me.
我们看一下十六节。
So the first shall be last, and the last first.
这样，那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后了。
Many are called, but few are chosen.
后面呢还有一个古卷哈，在此有被招的人多，选上的人少。
Okay, so how do we become chosen?
那我们怎么样能够成为被选的呢？
It says in this verse, many are called, but few are chosen.
因为他这里写了被招的人多，选上的人少。
How do we become a chosen one?
我们能怎么能成为一个被选上的人呢？
This verse comes at the end of this parable.
那这个这节经文呢，是在这一大段话语的最后。
Notice verse 1. I mentioned before, a parable always starts in two ways. Either he says, I spoke a parable, or a comparison. The kingdom of heaven is like.
那我们都知道的，二十章呢，一开始的部分，这是一个比喻。我们也知道呢，神在福音书里，一旦讲到比喻，他总是两个方式开始。第一呢，他会说呢，我要开始讲一个比喻。第二呢，或者呢，他说神的国就像什么什么。
So the Lord is going to tell a parable to explain how somebody becomes chosen.
所以耶稣在这里要举一个比喻来告诉别人什么才是被拣选的。
So a man had a vineyard.
他就举个例子， 他说呢，就像有个人有个葡萄园。
And he needed workers for his vineyard.
他需要在葡萄园里找工人。
And he said he would pay those workers one denarius per day.
那他同意呢，每天给做工的人一钱银子。
So in verse 2, it says he went out into the marketplace, he called workers to work in his vineyard, and he agreed with them for one denarius per day.
然后他去到街上呢，去找工人，讲定了一天一钱银子的工钱，让他们进来做工。
So he went out and called, there will be a marketplace full of workers, he calls out, I want to hire workers, and some came, a few came.
然后他去到一个市场上，那有很多工人在那里，他说我是这样这样的工钱，那有人就进来做了。
And they went out and began to work.
他们就进到葡萄园就开始工作了。
But he needed more workers.
那他发现他还要需更多的工人。
So verse 3,
第三节，
about the third hour, 9 o'clock in the morning,
那就九点钟的时候，
he saw others standing in the marketplace and he called them to work with him.
然后他看见市上还有闲站的人，他又把他们叫进来工作。
He says, come and work with me.
他说来啊，给我工作。
And some more went and worked with him.
那又有一些人进来了。
Then in verse 5, at the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he called more.
那第五节呢，在午正和申初的时候，就中午和下午，他又叫了。
Goes into the marketplace. He calls them in the ninth hour, in the sixth hour, and some come.
然后呢，他又去市场上，又呼召了一些人，一些人又来了。
Not everyone comes, but some come. Each of these different times, some come.
那不是什么人都来了，但是呢，每一个时间他出去的时候呢，都是有些人来的。
The 11th hour, he went out and called some more in verse 6.
那到晚上的时候呢，他又出去叫了。
After the work was all done, he pays everyone.
那到所有这些工作结束了以后呢，他就给每人付钱。
They get one denarius.
每个人都是一钱银子。
So the story of the parable is this: the gospel call goes out in the world. The people who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, those are the chosen ones. The gospel call goes out, and some do not come.They say, no, we don't want to work. No, we don't want to hear the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't hear. Those that hear, many are called. Those who respond and believe are the chosen.
所以这个故事讲的就是神的福音呢是给出去的，随时都给出去的，但是不是什么人都进来的。那些相信接受的人呢，他就进来了。所以呼召的是多的。选上的就是愿意进来的是少的。
Okay, so those who are chosen, those who are saved, are the same thing.
所以那些选上的和那些得救的其实是一个道理。得救的就是被选上的，就是那些愿意接受呼召信的人。
Any other questions?
有没有其他的问题？
Okay. Yes.
我问一下，就是关于那个救恩啊，就是那个约翰福音里面有葡萄树跟那个枝子的关系，那个枝子离开了葡萄树，就枯干，然后把它扔在
火
里烧了，这是不是跟救恩？
就说救恩失去了，是吧 ？OK, yeah, the question regarding the salvation can be lose. There's a verse in John 15 that.Maybe you can explain that.
Yeah,
okay.
good.
John 15, verse 6.
Okay.
If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. So does that mean lose salvation?
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Verse 2, look at verse 2 with me.
好，我们先看一下，我们都在约翰福音的十五章哈，大家都翻到约翰福音十五章。我们先看一下十五章的二节。
It says in verse 2, verse 1 says, I am the true vine, my father is the vine dresser.
一节说呢，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away.
凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。
Now, all through this chapter, chapter 15, the Lord Jesus is talking about how we can bear more fruit.
整个十五章呢，他都是在讲我们怎么样能够多结果子。
He says in this passage, you can bear fruit, more fruit, or much fruit.
所以呢，他在这里讲的，你可以结果子，结更多的果子，结很多的果子。
Look at verse 8 for a minute.
我们来看第五。八节嘛。
In this is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit, and so you shall be my disciples.
第八节说，你们若多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们就是我的门徒。
The Lord is working with us that we bear much fruit.
所以主在这里在讲呢，我们怎么样多结果子。
He prunes us and cares for us like a farmer that we would bear much fruit.
所以他修剪我们。就像一个农夫一样，目的是让我们多结果子。
So when we come to verse 2, every branch in me, so he is in Christ, is true believer, that bears not fruit, he takes away.
所以在第二节讲到那些不结果子的枝子呢，他就剪去了。
Now, what does your Chinese Bible say for the word takes away?
Cut it off.
Cuts off, okay. It doesn't, that's not a good translation. Cut off is not a good translation. It should be either takes away or takes up. It is the Greek word A-I-R-O, arrow. A-I-R-O. So, what he is saying here is every branch in me that doesn't bear fruit, he doesn't cut it off and throw it away. What he does is he lifts it up, puts it on another rock, or puts something underneath it. He cuts away the dead branches, or cuts away the blight, or takes insects off of it and dirt off of it, cleans it so it can grow, so it can bear more fruit.
Okay. 就他说呢，这个剪掉这个词哈，在原文里叫 revo 是吧？Iro 这个词呢，它有这个把这个枝子呢对提高的意思啊，就让它能够多结果子，就是怎么样修剪啊，它不是要把它剪了扔掉。Maybe you explain a bit more.
Okay. I have a picture on my phone.
我的手机上有一个
many years ago, I was in Israel, and I was on a tour bus, and we were traveling by a vineyard, and I took some pictures of this vineyard, and what I saw was that the farmer, he did not have any trellises, any wooden trellises where grapes grow up and hang down from the trellis.
What's the trellis?
Trellis is a wooden frame.
Oh, wooden frame.
With the grapes kind of climb
onto
it.
就他在找一个照片，就他很多年前去以色列的时候，他去拜访一个葡萄园拍的一些照片。就那个葡萄园它是没有架子的，它不是靠着架子让它攀上去长的。
So, I have a picture here. You can't all see it, but I'll pass it around so you can see. So, the first picture is, when you see the picture, there's no, the grapevines grow on the ground. They're not raised at all. They all grow on the ground.
所以呢，在那里呢，这个葡萄都是以爬在地上长的，像西瓜一样。
So, you can just see that picture there, just briefly. It's all growing on the ground.
Okay,
so don't pass it yet. So, they're all on the ground, but as you scroll back here, you'll see one on the bottom there on a rock. Lift it up on a rock so it will grow. Now, the others are not on a rock. Only the one is on a rock. The others are growing, but the one is not bearing fruit. Picture of a picture.
See that? 就是呢,
they lift it up and put it on a rock.
爬在地上呢, 它会有一些枝子不结的,
all the others are just
不结的时候呢, 它会用个石头把它架起,
on a rock,
把那不结的架起,
air can go
架起来以后, 它可能阳光的原因, 它空气的流通的原因呢, 它就可以开始结果。 它在那看见, 看见这个, 那就, 其他的都没有, 就是有一个枝子呢, 它底下有个石头。
有个石头把它支撑起来，对，想让它长。
But I also said.
That's the trellis. That's the trellis. That's how they normally do it in Canada or the U.S. But in Israel, they don't have wood.
对，以色列那个葡萄长法不一样。我们所熟悉的葡萄就是要个架子的，没有这个架子呢，这葡萄就没法长。所以我们都是用个架子把葡萄撑起来。
Show our brother that you can pass around.
Yeah.
And this is a rock. Yeah.
It's under
it.
Yeah. That's how they're all grown on the ground. Yeah, on the ground. No trellis, yeah. And then here, they put a rock.
对，他们放一个。
They lift it up, they raise it up, put it on a rock so we can.
对，有一个底下有个石头，底下有石头。哦，架起来。架起来。对对对对。So
we can have air and moisture in the room.
对，就他说那个减去这个不是特别准确，对，原文呢应该是提高的意思，就把它架起来。对，架。对对对对。对。哎，他可是他原来不是说把它剪了丢火烧。对，他会再讲。So.
I think what verse 2 is saying is that when it doesn't bear fruit, he lifts it up, he puts a rock underneath it or something else so it gets more sunlight, more moisture, more rain. He cleans it, the mud and the rocks and whatever is sticking to it, he cleans it off so it would bear more fruit.
所以呢，这第二节讲到的那个，他不是说把它剪掉，他把它抬起来，抬起来呢，空气啊。 养分啊，阳光啊，湿度啊，就都更好一些，就让它能够比平常的条件更容易生长。So
down further to verse 6.
那我们继续往下到第六节。He
says, if a man doesn't abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. Men gather them and cast them in the fire, and they are burned.
人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
So this is not a picture of hell or judgment, but is talking about someone who is not living for the Lord.
他不是在说地狱，他是在说人，他不为主而活。He's
still a Christian.
他还是个基督徒。He's
not abiding in the Lord. He's not fellowshipping in the Lord.
但是呢，他不住在主里，他不是在主里有爱的团契那个关系。
The Lord has not let him go. He's still in his hand.
主不会让他失丧，他依然在主的手里。
But there's no power in his life. There's no strength in his life.
但在他这样的基督徒的生命里，他没有力量啊。His
testimony, his witness, his life before others is dried up.
那他给他人的见证。 在他人眼里，他的生命呢就枯干了，是没有的。
We only have power when we abide. When we don't abide, our lives are lifeless and dried up.
我们什么时候有生命的力量？必须住在主里。我们接到那个源泉才有力量。当我们不在里面呢，我们的生命的力量就几乎没有。Now
notice the last part of verse 6. Does the Lord cast them into fire? In verse 6, does the Lord or God the Father, does he throw them into fire?
你们看第六节啊, 他有没有讲是主或者说父把把他扔到火里去？
The Lord doesn't do it.
主没有这么做。
It's a picture here, and what it is men in the world. When you're not living for the Lord, and your life is withered and powerless, and they look at your life, and they say, you say you're a Christian, but there's no evidence, there's no life.
这就跟我们在这地上的所见到的情形是一样，你说你是个基督徒，但你里面没有任何的生命。
They set you aside and say, you can't be a real Christian.
然后人们会说，就把你推一边，你不可能是一个真的基督徒。
They say, your witness is worthless.
所以你的见证是完全没有益处的。
Only a person who lives like a Christian, says he's a Christian, has power in this world.
只有那一个真的是活出基督的生命。也说他是基督徒，他这样的见证才是有利的。
If you would curse like someone in the world, drink and live like someone in the world, take drugs like someone in the world, do all the things a person does in the world, and then you say, I'm a Christian.
如果你做一切的事跟世人都是一样的，那你说你是个基督徒。
What would people do? They would laugh and say, that's impossible.
然后人们你会猜会怎么样呢？他们会笑。
You can't be a real Christian.
会说这不可能，你不可能是真的基督徒。
And that's that is the casting into fire. It's worthless.
这就是把它丢在火里，因为这个完全没有益处。
So this is a picture of someone who is still saved.But not living for the Lord, he's not abiding in the Lord.
所以这是在讲一种什么人？他是得救的，但是他没有住在主里。
Now look at verse 7.
再看第七节。
If you abide in me, he said, now what you need to do is abide in me.
所以他主跟我们说，你们要做的就是住在我里。
The solution is to abide in me.
所以这个答案解决方案就是住在我里面。
This is the Lord speaking to that person or to all of us.
这是主对那个人也对我所有人讲的。
Read my words and my words abide in you.
所以你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你里面。
Ask what you will, and it will be given to you.
凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
My Father will be glorified, and you will bear much fruit.
你们多结果子，我父就得荣耀。
The Lord's not casting them off.
但主不会把他们扔了。
The Lord is saying you need to live the way a Christian should live.
主是在说呢，你们要像一个基督徒那样生活。
And when you abide in me, you will live that way.
只要你们在我里面，你们就会这样生活。
So does that make any sense?
这样是不是很好的能理解
okay. OK, good question.
很好的问题。
Any other questions?
有没有其他的问题
？OK,
maybe you.
Let's go over to Carol's question from earlier this morning.
Carol 的问题，我们早上的一个问题。
She had the question, and let's go to Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27.
希伯来书九章。
Her question was, is it only in this life we have the chance to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?Once we die, and once we go into Hades, once we're in hell, will we have a second chance? Will we have a second chance to believe on the Lord Jesus? And will people? Okay.
那我们这个问题呢，就是是不是我们只有今生才有这样的机会得救信主啊？让我们死了以后还有没有第二次的机会，去接受救恩
？Will people who are in hell be able to believe?And will they be able to go into heaven?
那在已经下了地狱的人，他们是不是还有机会去天堂呢
？I've heard people say there'll be a second chance.
我听到会有人说呢，会有第二次的机会。
I don't believe the Bible teaches that.
那我不相信是圣经的教导，圣经并没有这么。
No second chance.
没有第二次的机会。
Now look at Hebrews 9 and verse 27.
比方说呢，希伯来书的九章二十七节。
And as it is appointed unto men once to die, and then the judgment. After this, the judgment.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
So, it's appointed for us one day. Unless the Lord comes again, we will all die.
所以这个告诉我们呢，有一天呢，我们都是要死的。
And after we die, there's judgment.
然后死后呢，我们就会有审判。
a person who doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ is judgment.
那没有认识耶稣基督的人，他们等候的就是审判。
Will go into the lake of fire. Will go into Hades.
会下到地狱里去啊。
Or the lake of fire.
或者说火湖。
And we will live forever. Those who are lost will live forever. Exist forever.
就算那些失丧的人呢，他们也是永存的，因为灵是不死的。
And those who are
灵是不灭的。
Will have eternal life and live forever.
那一些得救的人呢，他们是会有永生，也一直活着。
I said there were three kinds of life and three kinds of death.
我今天早晨说过，有三种的生和三种的死。
There's physical life.
第一种呢是物理的。
Physical death.
就是肉体的生和死。
There's spiritual life and spiritual death.
第二个呢是属灵的生和死。
Spiritual life is when we believe on the Lord Jesus. We have spiritual life.
那属灵的生呢，就是我们信靠耶稣基督，我们就有属灵的重生了。
Those who reject the Lord Jesus have spiritual death.
那些拒绝耶稣基督呢，就有属灵的死了。
And then there's eternal life.
然后就有永恒的生。
And there's eternal death.
和永恒的死。
Eternal life is that we will live forever in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ.
永恒的生就是在天堂和耶稣基督永远在一起。
Eternal death is that you will exist forever in a place called hell.
永恒的死呢，就是你永远的在地狱里存在。
It's a very solemn thing, to have eternal death. That's what the Bible calls the second death, to be cast into the lake of fire, which burns forever and ever and ever.
所以这是一个非常严肃的事情，就像，圣经里讲的第二次的死哈，就在地狱里。在火湖里一直延续下去。
Now, sometimes the Bible talks about bad news and solemn things, and this is a very solemn thing.
那圣经有的时候会讲一些坏消息以及非常严肃的事情。那这个就是
it's true. It's truth.
那这就是一个，但这是真理，这是真实的。
You know, the Lord Jesus spoke in the Gospels more about judgment and more about hell than he did about heaven.
所以圣经。耶稣在福音书里讲地狱和审判多过讲天堂。
So it's a very real and true thing and very solemn thing.
所以这是一个非常真实非常严肃的事。
After judgment, after death, there's judgment.
所以死后会有审判。
Now the question is, well, can we change? Is there a chance once we're in hell to come out of it and go into heaven?
那有没有可能呢我先去了地狱然后再去天堂。
So let's turn over to Luke chapter 16.
我们可以看一下路加的十六章。
The second half of Luke chapter 16.
路加十六章的后半段。
Now this is a true account. It's not a parable.
那这是一个真实的故事，它不是一个比喻了。
It's not a story the Lord Jesus made up. It's a true account.
也不是耶稣为了讲道理讲的一个故事了。
Parables begin by either the Lord spoke a parable, or the Lord compared something to something else.
我们刚才讲了这个比喻总是有两个方式起来的，在圣福音书里面。
The Lord uses a real name of a person.
然后在这些真实的事里面呢，耶稣都会
There's no real names in any parable.
都会耶稣都会用真实的人的名字，但是在比喻里呢，耶稣都不会用名字的。
So you have two people in the story. There's the rich man and you have Lazarus.
那你会有两个人啊，在这个故事里，一个财主，一个拉撒路。
I believe that Lazarus, when he laid there, by the rich man's house.That he was a true believer, and that he may have even spoken to the rich man about his spiritual life.
就是拉撒路在地上的时候呢，他应该见过这个财主，他甚至跟这个财主也讲过属灵的事情。
The rich man did not believe to what Lazarus had to say.
这个财主呢，也许听了一点，但是肯定是完全不相信。
Now, why do I say that?
我为什么要这么说？
Why do I say that Lazarus was a true believer and a witness to the rich man?
为什么我说他是个拉森路是个真的信徒，而且做了见证呢？
Now look at this with me in this passage.
我们来看一下这个经文呢。
Look down at verse 24.
二十四节。
I'm sorry, not verse 24. Look with me at verse 27.
二十七节。
So the rich man says, I have five brothers, and I don't want them to come to this place of torment. He says, in verse 27 he says, and he said, I pray thee, Father, that you would send him, Lazarus, to my father's house, where I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they come to this place of torment.
财主说我主啊即使这样请你打发拉撒路到我父家去因为我有五个弟兄可以被他们做见证免得他们也来这痛苦的地方
It's interesting he says send Lazarus to my brothers
很有意思他说你差拉撒路到我弟兄那去
Maybe he thought if someone came back from the dead that they would believe
也许他认为呢有人如果从死里复活呢这些人会信
Or they thought he thought Lazarus would speak to them the way he spoke to me.
那就像拉撒路也可以跟他们传福音哈，就像他跟这个财主传一样。
It's interesting that he doesn't ask a rabbi to go, or another religious leader, a great religious leader of the Jews, but he asks him to send Lazarus.
很有意思，他没有说差一个拉比或一个宗教领袖回去，他是说差拉撒路回去。
But look at this passage again. It says.First of all, the rich man is in torment. He is in Hades. And he says, send Lazarus to me to dip his finger into the water and cool my tongue.
所以二十七节你看他这是他在地狱里啊那他要求这个拉撒路啊去蘸一点水给他喝。
Now look what he says. He says,Lazarus cannot come from there over to where you are.
然后亚伯拉罕说呢是不可以，他不可以从他那里到地狱里去。
He says there is a great gulf, verse 26, a great gulf, so that they who would pass from here to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from there.
二十六节说呢，彼此之间是有深渊的限定啊，人不能从这边到那边去。
Those from there cannot come over where we are.
从人不能从那头，地狱那头到天堂这头来。
And then he says, I pray, Father Abraham, that you would send one to speak to my five brothers, that they would not come to this place of torment.
然后他说我。有五个弟兄啊，求你差一个人去跟他们传福音。
So this goes to Carol's question.
啊，这就回到 Carol 的问题了。
Can someone who is in hell go to heaven?
那在地狱里的人能不能去天堂呢
？If they don't believe in this life, is there a second chance?
那他们这一生不相信，他会有第二次的机会吗
？Abraham says there's no second chance.
亚伯拉罕说呢，其实没有第二次。
The Lord Jesus says there's no second chance.
主耶稣也说没有。
The rich man understands that and he says, go to my brothers who are still alive, who have not died yet. Go to my brothers. I beg you. Go to my brothers.
所以这个财主说呢那他也知道了所以他说呢我那五个弟兄还没有死求你呢给他们去说让他们不要到这里来。
And he says, go to them so they would repent and not come to this place.
所以跟他们说啊他能够悔改啊。免得他们到这个地方来。
Abraham says to the rich man, "No, one is not going to come from the dead and go to him." Look at the rich man's urgency, great urgency. Abraham says to him, "They have Moses and the prophets; let them hear them." Then in verse 30, you could almost hear him raising his voice.He says, No, Father Abraham, no. But if one went from the dead, they would repent.
所以你会看见这个财主的这个迫切性啊，就是亚伯拉罕在二十九节说呢，他们有摩西和先知的话可以听。你可以想象他的财主，他都声音都提高了，他说不啊不啊，我主亚伯拉罕不是的，如果有一个人从死里复活，他们一定会悔改。你看他很迫切，他知道这个事情有多重要，所以他特别盼望神差一个人回去给他五个弟兄传福音。
You know who the best evangelists are? The best gospel preachers are the ones who are in hell today. Look at this. He has urgency. The rich man has urgency. And he says, go to my brothers, go to my brothers. I don't want them to come here.
你知道谁是最迫切的想要把福音传出去的吗？就那些现在在地狱里。对，他特别盼望不要到他这里去。
Then Abraham says, a miracle, seeing a miracle, will not lead someone to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是亚伯拉罕说呢，就一个神迹啊，乃至死里复活的神迹都不可能让人信的，若他不信神的话。
He says, if one came back from the dead, they would not believe.
就算有个人从死里复活，他们也是不听劝。
He says, the way that they will believe is to believe in the word of God.
所以他就是告诉我们，我们人相信的方式只有你若信神的话呢，你就会
Only the word of God. The word of God produces faith.
所以神的话是带来信心的。
Preaching of the truth of the word of God brings faith.
所以讲神的真理啊，会带给人信心。
Reading the word of God brings faith.
那读神的真理也是带来信心。
When I was upstairs, I told a story. I'll tell it again for those who are up there. When I was in college.We were witnessing to a young college student.
那我上午我讲了一下这个，很快讲了一下这个故事啊，我们再讲一遍啊，就是当我在大学的时候呢，我们给一个第一年级的学生呢做一个见证。
She came a few times to a Bible study.
她来过我们这个查经班几次。
So we were at her apartment, a couple of Christians, and she said, "I won't believe unless I see a miracle."
然后呢，我们有几个基督徒呢，就去了他的寝室去拜访他。然后他就说呢，他说我绝对不会相信，除非我看见一个神迹。
So I said, what kind of miracle do you want for you to believe?
那我说什么样的神迹你需要呢，让你能相信呢
？So I said, okay, I don't suggest doing this, but I said, okay, we're going to try something. I said.
那我说呢，那好，我来做一点。我并不是鼓励大家这么去做哈，但是我当时就是，跟他说我们来做一点事情。
I said, what if I took a coffee cup, ceramic mug?
如果我们现在拿一个咖啡杯啊。
And I stood on a chair and I raised it as high as I could above my head, and I dropped it on the tile floor.
那我呢站在椅子上。然后呢，高举着这咖啡杯，然后我松手，让它掉到水泥地上。
I said, if it did not chip, crack, or break, would it be a miracle?
那如果它既没有裂，也没有碎，完好无损，这就是个神迹了，对吧
？She said, yes, I would believe.
她说是的，这就是神迹。如果这样，我就信了。
I said, okay. So I said, give me an old coffee cup.
然后我说好，那你给我一个老的咖啡杯吧。
I stood up on a chair. I raised it about 8 feet above the tile floor.
然后我就站在椅子上，那我离地面总是有快8英尺了。
As high as I could.
我努力就举得高高的啊。
And I dropped it.
然后我就松手。
It hit the ground. It bounced. There wasn't a scratch, a crack, a break mark.Nothing to the coffee cup.
然后呢，这个咖啡杯掉在地上弹了一下，上面既没有碎
，no tile
tile 就水泥地了
，tile floor
地砖嘛，就是对。
So I said
不是地毯啊。
Her eyes went real big like this. I said, "Will you believe now?" She said, "No. Show me another miracle."
然后呢，完全没有碎，也没有任何摔的痕迹哈，都没有。然后他就问那个小女生说你信吗现在他说还是不信再给我看一个
See, even if Lazarus came back, it wouldn't be big enough.
所以就算这时候呢拉萨路死里复活了
See, faith comes by the word of God. Faith comes by the words of Christ.
所以信心是从神的话来的。
The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
所以圣经说呢，信道是听道来的，听道是从神的话来的。
A friend came to me, a person we're witnessing came and said, how can I believe?
那有个朋友来问我，说我怎么才能信呢？
I said, keep on reading the Bible.
我说你就一直读圣经，你就会信了。
Later on became a Christian. And he said, I still have doubts. What can I do? I said, keep on reading the Bible.
过一阵呢，他真的信了，然后他还来问我，他说我还是有很多的问题，我该怎么办呢？
So that's the way to faith. That's the way to answer our doubts. Keep on reading the Bible, memorizing scripture, reading. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God.
David 就说你还是读圣经，所以呢，读圣经既是带领我们信，也是带领我们解决一切疑问的唯一方式。
Okay, we're over our time, so I think we're going to have to come to a close.
我们时间到了，今天就到这里。
Thank you for your questions. Let's pray. Our God and Father, we thank you for this time today. We thank you for the study of your word. We thank you for the truths of your word, Father. And we just would pray that we will grow in faith and knowledge and grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.